We've been calling it chairman of the EDA board, but I guess according to our legal definition, I am the president of the EDA board.
Well, good, you're president of something.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, EDA, of course, the Economic Development Authority, and you guys met yesterday, a number of things that I wanted to talk to you about. First of all, let's talk about housing, because there's a we've done a number of projects, restorative projects, and they're going to continue, but there's going to be a shift toward what?
More affordable housing, not the rehabbing of the of the ramshackled houses, but we still want to do that, but we need to shift to more new housing and more affordable housing.
So because that's on the top of everybody's list.
It's on everybody's list, and we just felt that now is a good time right now to look at our budget and say, you know, do we need to spend this much on affordable housing or on rehabbing, or do we need to look more into the affordable housing? And maybe there's other ways of gleaming money to get a pot for the affordable housing. So we're not going to go away from the rehabbing, but we just need to make a little change of direction.
And that might have something to do with who you eventually bring on board as the EDA director.
That's correct. And that's one of the things that we definitely need a director. We've been kind of floundering for the last couple of years without a director, you know, and as chairman or not president, as president, you know, a lot of it falls upon me to get some of this stuff done. And, you know, that I can't do that. I mean, I've just got a full-time job, and this is kind of more volunteer type work, and we need a director that can come and kind of point to this. You need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this.
Now, you've got about 6 or 8 applicants that you've gathered over
time. Yes, we do. Yeah.
And how are you looking at making a decision on
that? We're going to, we formed a personnel committee. Myself and Heidi Dukirk and Howard Hedstrom are going to be on a personnel committee. We're going to decide how we want to move forward and at what timeline we want to have. We want to have that done by the next meeting. So between now and February, Howard and Heidi Du and I will be looking to see what approach we want to take, because we all kind of agree we need a director.
Well, there was some money laying around from the IRRB. I wouldn't say laying around, but anyway. and some of it went to WTIP for...
Yeah, there was... We were given $26,000 from the IRRB, and that was for an emergency fund, if anybody in the community had an emergency need for it. And we spent $9,000 earlier, and we had $17,000 left, and WTIP came and applied for the $17,000 for their new antenna, and we said yes.
Yep, that's part of the emergency safety program that we've been involved with. Well,
we thought it was a very good request, and well deserved for WTIP. I mean, that's an important important vehicle for information in the county. So we
did it. Excellent. Thank you very much. And before I let you go, Scott Harrison, who is on your board, appeared before the county board, gave them a lot of information, but I'm not sure he walked away with much of a decision. As far as the golf course was concerned, it seemed to be, from what I understand, we can pay on the debt that the golf course has, but they can't pay at all.
Right.
Or that money could be put back into improvements. But what... which would then dovetail into a lot of the work that's going on right now, so that when you open, there would be a better facility. And seemed like kind of an either-or question, but I don't think you got an answer.
No, and it's a complicated issue more than it is anything else. In the past, every year, the golf course, this time of year, has always gone to the county and asked for like $200,000 to make payroll and do that for the remainder of the year. And in the summertime, when we have our golf season, we get enough money to pay it back. Well, this year we did not get enough money. The number of rounds were down. I mean, we had a terrible summer in terms of golf.
Yeah.
And that's, that's a sport that's pretty much weather dependent. And we can't pay it back right now. We will pay it back, but we can't pay it back right now. And So what we ended up doing is actually laying off three people at the golf course, and to keep, you know, we're not going to ask you for money this year, but we're not going to pay you back either until we, you know, get to the summer and get some money back. So you're right. It was kind of an either or question, but it really was more of a, we need your support on following through here, because we're not capable of paying it back right now.
Like, well,
that's a long answer for a short question.
No, that's fine. Let's hope for a better golf season, because last year really wasn't very good.
The right.
weather really did not help you out at all. And a lot of improvements are going to be made and will continue to be made.
Yeah, and they're ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
They did a lot more work this fall than they had anticipated. And Mike Davies was at the meeting yesterday, and he said that it looks very much like if they get started in the spring like they can, the River Nine should be open by the end of the summer. So that'll be back in play again, which will be nice to have.
Okay. Mark Sanbo is the president of the Cook County Grammarade Joint Economic Development Authority. And we will talk to you again in a month, and maybe by that time we'll have some more movement on the EDA director position. I know you guys want to really get moving on that.
Yes, we do.
As you have said, it's important to lots of different topics going on. And also, we'll keep tabs on affordable housing.
Probably one other thing,
sure.
too. The SBDC, a Small Business Development Commission, we are looking at moving Pat Caminero into the EDA now, so it'll be more directly associated with the EDA. I think it's in the higher ed office right now, and we think it's important to be part of EDA, so we're going to be moving that in.
And that sounds like it'll be one of the areas of emphasis that
yes.
the director's going to have to deal with, too.
Yep, small business, helping the small businesses in town.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.